This recording is a production of Faith Builders Resource Group. This presentation was recorded at Teachers Conference 2022, held at Faith Builders from August 7 to 9.
My name is Regina, and this is integrating songs into your classroom. I'm going to ask you to put down whatever you're holding stand. Some of you will know this song already. If you know it, you may help sing. If you do not know it, you may just do the motion. Do not sing if you do not know the song. To stop the train in cases of emergency, put on the chain, put on the chain. Penalty for each improper use, £5. Good, I'm going to change one thing. Put on the chain, put on the chain. Could you do that for me? Put on the chain, put on the chain. You know this already. This is wonderful. We'll get a lot done. Let's do it in two parts.
To stop the train in cases of emergency, in cases of emergency.
What happened to your... Do you remember the motions? Some people in your group do. I'm just accelerating really quickly. If you know the motions, do them. If you don't know them, you're going to catch on very quickly. No do.
To stop the train in cases of emergency.
You're right.
In cases of emergency.
Have fun.
Pull on the chain.
Look at your friends.
For each improper use. For each improper use. £5.
Let's do it in three groups. So it's going to be those who are standing on like the two steps back there. You're going to be last. To stop.
To stop. The train in cases of emergency.
I keep missing the entry. Thank you. I keep missing the... I should be penalized. Here you go.
To stop the train in cases of emergency. In cases of emergency. In cases of emergency. Put on the train.
Look around and have fun. Shifting news. Hi, there's a handout right there. This one, you will know why in a moment. I chose this song because of the time of year we are in. Who hath seen the wind? Neither I nor why did I sing that song now, Monica?
Because it's fall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. How does the song make you feel? Who hath seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when leaves bow down their heads, the wind is passing through. Who hath seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when leaves... I think it's supposed to be hanging down their heads. In your handout, it's the wrong word. Hang down their heads, the wind is passing by. I think those two are switched there. So I'm just apologizing. I typed that one out really fast. Now, I distracted you by pointing to the handout because you went and found it. How does that song make you feel?
Melancholy.
In first grade terms.
Cold.
Sad. Everybody say brr, brr, brr. Sad. Everybody put on a sad face. In fourth grade terms. How does that song make you feel?
Lonely.
Does it seem like the leaves are being blown off the trees, maybe? And leafless trees look a little lonely, don't they? Yeah. Okay.
shifting moods yet again. You're going to be my echoes for this one.
I look to the hills.
I look to the hills.
Where does help come from?
Where does help come from?
My help comes from God.
My help comes from God.
Who made heaven and earth.
Who made heaven and earth.
I look to the hills.
I look to the hills.
Not in Guy's nose.
Where does help come from?
Where does help come from?
My help comes from.
So I've chosen those songs somewhat specifically to simply bounce off from here and say, why do we sing? And why might you want to bring songs into your classroom? On the bottom of your handout, there's this little bubble chart. We're not going to go there right now, but you can keep this in the back of your mind. Why sing? What is my purpose in using a specific song? Why did I choose the songs that I chose just now? When I named this, the word integrate just came to mind because I think there are so many ways of bringing together content areas. And as a music teacher, that's my primary work, I'm constantly looking for ways to say, this is not just music, it's connected to English, it's connected to science. And so I'm sort of doing a reverse osmosis here, where I'm trying to bring things to you that might be helpful for you if you leave here today with like one or two things that you can take and go with. Lovely. Hopefully there's one or two of those. So on your handout, integrate is what means to combine one thing with another to form a whole. So I think we're always working in our classroom to give our students a more whole experience. So if we're integrating different ideas, you have a bag full of tricks that you have put together over the years. I often say teachers are a composite of so many people's ideas. I am that. And so our classes also sort of become that. So we're integrating songs, hopefully, that can bring meaning to form a whole. Two basic ways that I want to show you to teach a song. To Stop the Train was not a good demonstration because you knew it, most of you, and those of you who didn't were just kind of like, I don't know this. You didn't sniff or cry. But I know that's how it works, just how it works internally. Whole song is the first point on number two. I'm gonna go through part of this really rapidly so we can just be learning more songs and getting into the meat of it. Whole song means that you give the whole thing to the students, which is what I did kind of with Who Has Seen the Wind. You heard it, but I didn't give it to you. You haven't even sung it, have you? No. Okay, so I could sing it for you. Do you know how many times you've heard it? Twice. Okay, according to this instruction, how many more times do you need to hear it before you can actually sing it? Three. Well, are you bored by now? Maybe not. So let's go here and try this. So we're going to go back to that song. Do you remember this song? This is what you do.
Who have seen the wind? Do you remember this song? Neither you nor I, but when leaves hang,
just messed it up, didn't I? I didn't quite have it right, did I? Okay, well, I asked you last time how it makes you feel, and you gave some words. This time I'd like you to figure out the pitch where the song starts and ends, and just kind of keep that.
Who hath seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when leaves bow down their heads, the wind is passing through.
What was the first pitch? Can you sing it?
Ooh.
And what was the last word?
You.
It's the same pitch. It's not you, it rhymes with you and who.
Who hath seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when leaves bow down their heads, the wind is passing.
Can you sing the song?
Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when they sound down their heads, the wind is passing through.
And where my weakness was, it's now your weakness. So it's a good demonstration of when we don't know things quite well enough. It transfers that quickly, okay? I intended to be stronger, but that's a good demonstration of what happens if you're not. Okay, so that's whole song, you heard it. And I was asking you questions, we're trying to engage with it, what is going on? Phrase by phrase is my turn, your turn. That's the second way. And so, you can jot that in there. And I'm gonna go ahead and teach you a new song. Maybe it's new for you, maybe it's not. With the phrase by phrase.
A poor bird, take your flight far above the sorrows of this sad night.
Raise your hand if you know it.
A poor bird, take your flight far above the sorrows of this sad night.
So this means, this is how many phrases there are. I'd like you to listen for what is the noun and what is the action. It might say it or it might imply it.
A poor bird, take your flight far above the sorrows of this sad night.
So I veered just a little bit into whole song asking questions. What is the noun?
Bird.
What is the action?
Flying.
Flying. Okay, my turn, your turn.
A poor bird.
A poor bird.
Take your flight.
Take your flight.
That's actually phrase one. Can you do all of that?
A poor bird. Take your flight.
Far above the sorrows of this sad night.
Far above the sorrows of this sad night.
Yeah. Can you do both of them?
A poor bird, take your flight far above the sorrows of this sad night.
You sound lovely. Very beautiful. What does this song mean?
A poor bird, take your flight far above the sorrows of this sad night.
Does anybody know what it might mean? What do you think it means, Charlene? Does he give you any sense of anything?
As a fourth grader or as
An adult. Like you here now.
Like rise above.
Rise above.
Rise above your circumstances.
Your circumstances. Okay.
Anybody? It gives the feeling of joy despite this. It's sort of a sad song.
Yeah.
You're rising above.
Okay. More language? Anybody?
Freedom.
Freedom. Overcoming. Hope. Stand up, since you know it. This song, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. We know that things in life are hard. We also know God exists. We also know there's light in darkness. There's hope. This is really like poetic language. It's kind of not kindergarten stuff, but it's beautiful. It's fifth grade understanding, maybe. Let's do it in two groups.
A poor bird, take your flight. Take your flight. Take your flight. Take your flight.
around and express it. These are people with you who know sadness. You know sadness. And when the music says, say so, you start. Two times. Abstract I've chosen because we haven't really gotten into like, well, does this just fit with math? Does it fit with how what just happened at Risa's? Out every single time. Maybe. Okay, so I forgot to introduce myself, or at least where I'm coming from, so I'll do that now. I live in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I've worked at Calvary Christian Academy for the last 17 years. This year, I'm taking a break from teaching, and it is a nice recess. my primary work there began as a third and fourth grade teacher, so homeroom teaching, I care about that. I care about homeroom teachers. I spent 2 years as secretary, so administrative stuff, you know, kind of care about that too. And I've worked in music now for about the last 10 years or so. I would like to pivot from here and say part of why I've chosen the songs that I've chosen. It is possible that you are using songs in your classroom to teach the ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It works. It's functional, it's great. Use it. You might be learning some other math fact song. You might be teaching your students the books of the Bible. For me, I still need that little song for the minor prophets. So these things are totally valid, okay? So don't stop what you're doing because they are tools. However, I'm also suggesting that some music exists for what it is. It's not purely functional. It's a song or a game that is. You don't have to make it more than it is. And so you can let it be what it is and then say, oh, do you know what? The way you had to process that, like you had to work with a range, which we're gonna do in one of the songs. You have to say, okay, well, if it's this, then it's that. So it's a logical process that's actually innate to the game. So I'm bringing you sort of an eclectic collection of songs that I've enjoyed, some that are just for fun, some that help us understand what's going on inside, some that might, you know, relate exactly to a content area. So my goal is to make sure that you can sing at least 5 songs before you leave here, and then if there are other songs that you can know how to play the games, that will be great as well. All right, so this is gonna become just a little bit more interactive. So we're gonna get away from the notes and we're gonna play some games. We're gonna sort of interact with these things. However, before we go, I'd like you to look at the graph at the bottom. Why might you sing any of the songs we've sung? Are there any purposes that you could use entry points into your classroom? And if not, that's okay. We'll interact with that just a little bit more in a bit. So in the first gray bubbles, you'd be saying, why would I use a song? Why would I use Ah, Poor Bird? Or you might reverse it and say, I would like to leave this class with 5 fun songs that I think I could have. So that might be one of your reasons why you're going to sing in your classroom. Or you might say, we need to praise the Lord. What other reasons might you have for singing in your classroom that is not purely functional to learn the math facts or the books of the Bible? When you've jotted that down, you can go ahead and stand. And you may begin to think like a second, third, or fourth grader. And you're going to look for some free space near you. So if you need to spread into some of the corners, you may do so. When you hear the action, I want you to do it. Hop, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum, hop, old squirrel, eedledum dee. Did nobody hear any action right now? So what should you be doing? Oh, okay. All right, for each time you hear the action verb, would you please do the action? Just, you know, like once or twice. Hop, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum, hop, old squirrel, eedledum dee. Hop, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum, hop, old squirrel, eedledum dee. Run, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum, run, old squirrel, eedledum dee. Run, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum, run, old squirrel, eedledum dee. Well, today in language class, we're going to learn about verbs, action verbs. We might know about being verbs. I don't know the sequence. Okay, so what other action verbs? So now fast forward ahead. If you were getting ready for action or reviewing action verbs in your grammar class, what action could we do, Monica? Cassia?
Singing.
Oh, do squirrels sing? Yeah, they do now. Sing, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum.
Sing, old squirrel, eedledum, dee. Sing, old squirrel, eedledum, eedledum. Sing, old squirrel, eedledum, dee.
Did you think of one, Monica?
Jump.
Jump. All right, how about you saying jump whenever it occurs?
Jump, old squirrel,
eedledum, eedledum.
Jump, old squirrel,
eedledum, dee.
Jump, old squirrel,
eedledum, eedledum.
Jump, old squirrel.
So you want to be, you want to do the old squirrel part too. That's fine. What else could the old squirrel do?
Eat.
Eat. Ooh. Go ahead.
Eat, old squirrel.
Eedledum, eedledum.
Eat, old squirrel.
Eedledum, dee.
Eat, old squirrel.
Eedledum, eedledum.
Eat, old squirrel.
Eedledum, dee.
Sleep.
Right. Look sleepy. Here you go. Why'd you get slower? Oh, you're old. Okay. All right. Be old and sleepy. Here you go.
Sleep, old squirrel.
Eedledum, eedledum.
Sleep, old squirrel.
Eedledum, dee.
Sleep, old squirrel.
Eedledum, eedledum.
Sleep, old squirrel.
Eedledum, dee. Bounce, old squirrel. Eedledum, eedledum.
Bounce, old squirrel.
And if you're not brave, you can sit down. Venomous. They're like, oh, I was holding the snake head the whole time. It was a bite me. It doesn't matter. on the beat.
Black snake, where are you hiding? Black snake, where are you hiding? Black snake, where are you hiding? Don't you bite me.
Okay, did you get bitten? Actually, it was your fault. It wasn't in her hand, so you would be out. But this was our first time, so here we go.
Black snake, where are you hiding? Black snake, where are you hiding? Black snake, where are you hiding? Don't you bite me.
Did you get bitten?
I got bitten. Okay.
Sierra, you can go to the middle.
I'll join you there in a moment. We're going to do something else.
Does somebody have a different kind of snake that we could...
Rattlesnake.
I saw one of them once. Just like about 10 feet from me.
We're going to have to change the rhythm.
Rattlesnake.
You get to do something fun if you're out.
Okay.
So, get your beat going up there, please.
Rattlesnake, where are you hiding? Rattlesnake, where are you hiding? Rattlesnake, where are you hiding?
Integrate from here to a fun game. This is Little House on the Prairie, and I think this is maybe after they're in the new house, and they've been playing Cat's Cradle, and then Laura and Mary, they play Bean Porridge Hot. Facing each other, they clapped their hands together and against each other's hands, keeping time while they said, Bean Porridge Hot, Bean Porridge Cold. Bean porridge in the pot, 9 days old. Some like it hot, some like it cold. Some like it in the pot, 9 days old. I like it hot, I like it cold. I like it in the pot, 9 days old. Well, this is peace porridge hot. And so if you want to ever teach that song in relation to the book, this could be a fun thing to do. So I'm gonna ask you to stand, let's see, let's sing it one, I'll sing it for you one time. Peace porridge hot, peace porridge cold, peace porridge in the pot, 9 days old. Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot, 9 days old. And there's these little ew kinds of sound effects that you can do. So let's have new volunteers come up here. We'll do a demo and then we'll put everybody in circles and everybody gets to play a little bit, okay? So quick circle. I'm in the middle. Your hands go out like this.
Peace porridge hot.
Oops. like I say something instead of singing, your hand goes behind you. Peace, boy. Did I say something? Oh, sing. Peace, boy, your heart. That's kind of saying something. Peace, boy, it's cold. Burr. Peace, forage and the pot, 9 days old. Ew. Some like it hot, some like it cold. Burr. Oh, you're out. Some like it in the pot, 9 days old. Ew. Do you think you can help me sing the song? Do you see how the song works? Can you stand up and do it with somebody else? As soon as you get the sound effect, you get 3 sound effects per time, your hand goes out. So try it with a group of people near you. Does someone have, I don't know how to do what I mean. Maybe you can catch it. Oh, so both hands are out. One person is in the middle pointing. And try it. Since we're in this, we're gonna do. I'm looking at the clock and seeing how quickly we can go here. Yes, let's do. This one is related to spelling. So you're gonna take both hands at your sides, left hand past your neighbor a plate of cookies. Now look to your right. And see the plate of cookies that's being offered to you, and put your hand palm up on the plate of cookies. Very strange. Now, take the hand that's on the plate of cookies and pass it over to your neighbor. Go back to where you started. This is tricky. All palms are up, right hand is on top of your neighbor's left. Okay? So do one pass. I'm going to appoint one person in the group. Everybody else waits to pass, okay? So my lady friend in red with the dark glasses, I can't see your name, you're going to start. You start. Karen, start. Allison, start. And you're going to pass. And this is also known as pass the beat around the room if you've ever done something like that. So ready, and a pass, and go. Pass, 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 pass. Dictation Corporation. How many trains are in the station? Shut your eyes and stop. Wherever you stopped, shut your eyes and think. That person gets to give a number between 1 and 10. Now, you were still probably so busy passing that you didn't even know what I was saying. So, wherever the beat stopped, it's okay. Take your hand and start passing. As soon as I say go, you're going to start passing again. So raise your hand if you're starting the passing. You just have to make sure it's clear in each group. Okay. No, we're going to play it for real the next time. So when we get to 1, 2, six, seven, eight, I think is the number. Nope, I forget which number it is. It's a different song, sorry. So look, we'll get there. Ready, go. Dictation Corporation. How many trains are in the station? Shut your eyes and think. Stop. Whoever got received it last, think. Now that person gets to give a number between 1 and 10. I heard 8. Everybody do 8. If you get slapped on 8, you're out. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you just got out.
It was
me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go sit down. Raise your hand if you're going to start the passing. We'll play like 3 more times. Raise your hand if you're going to start the passing.
Is it 8 again?
Nope.
Okay.
New person receives it, gets to make a decision. Hey, this rhymes with shun. What words rhyme with dictation?
Irritation.
Is that on your spelling list, Miss Yoder? Could be. Multiplication? Fourth grade, might have multiplication. Ready, set, and here you go. Dictation Corporation. How many trains are in the station? Shut your eyes and think.
Pick a number again.
Pick a number.
5, 6, 6, 3.
Google Plux. I was like, what? Yeah, my second grader says something like that. I was like, look, it's the biggest number that ever is. Oh, okay. Spell the number word this time, and then count. So you're gonna go T-I-N. No, that's like in Virginia where they say tin. I just covered my mistake. I actually was spelling 10 wrong. That's how the rest of this one goes.
And you're passing the beat?
And you're passing the beat while you're spelling. So spell whatever number you have.
6, 6, 6, 10, 5.
Should we pick a common number?
Yeah.
Let's pick a common number. Let's try 5. Spell 5. Passing the beat as you go.
F-I-V-E spells 5 and O-U-T spells.
You may pull out your hand and make your neighbor get out.
You can pull out your hand?
Oh! All right.
Like that. And then you slug yourself. Where I'm being myself.
Ready, raise your hand if you're starting the passing. 1, 2, ready, go. Dictation Corporation. How many trains are in the station? Shut your eyes and think. Give a number. Do it in your group. Ready, go. This time, let's imagine we're in, you know, is it fourth grade maybe where you learn these kinds of words? Instead of giving a number word, like give a spelling word. Like that ends with shun. Mission. Something. You can decide. Ready, set, and here you go. Dictation Corporation. How many trains are in the station? Shut your eyes and think. Well, now you're just going to give a word.
That,
nation. So spell a word that ends. Should we spell nation? Everybody spell nation? All right, everybody spell nation. Ready, go.
N-A-T-I-O-N spells
nation
and O-U-T spells out.
Raise your hand if you got your neighbor out. Oh. All right, that's it. You may go back.
feel like your students might also engage that well. Okay, just going with technology here. Hope it's okay. It's taken out. Another fun one is this one. We'll jump ahead and then we'll go back. You're familiar with Christmas Carol. This is a children's version. The reason I'm bringing this one in is because of the very last silly song in your packet that goes, why shouldn't my goose sell as much as thy goose when I paid for my goose twice as much as thine? I used it with first graders 1 year for Thanksgiving, like, and little attitude, like, huh, how's your goose, you know, how are you earning more? So I thought this is a fun little integration with Tiny Tim when they have received the goose from Scrooge, and there's this phrase where they're all sitting down. Yes, good. Here they are. We know that Tiny Tim needs to be carried by his father some of the time because he's a cripple. And then there's the family sitting down at dinner, and it's Christmas Day, and Bob talks about seeing Scrooge on the way home from church, and they're sitting there, Mrs. Cratchit, her gravy's hissing, and they're all looking, not all looking, but there never was such a goose. Its tenderness and its flavor, its size and its cheapness. Cheapness cost somebody something. Was a tremendous gift to their family that day. So I don't know if you read this book or if you like this story about generosity, but it might be a silly little intersection with, why shouldn't my goose? Let's sing that one. It's the very last one in your packet. Which this is pitched a little high. It's written in F. I think I'll pitch it in D. Why should it my goose? I'll sing it for you once in phrases, and then you will be able to sing it. Why should it my goose grow as fat as thy goose when I paid for my goose twice as much as thine? A little variant on the language. This is just from an offline online source, and you might find it somewhere else if you like the other words. Why should it my goose, your turn, go?
Why should it my goose
grow as fat as thy goose?
Grow as fat as thy goose.
When I paid for my goose?
When I paid for my goose?
Twice as much as thine.
Twice as much as thine.
First two phrases, why shouldn't my goose grow as fat as thy goose?
Why shouldn't my goose grow as fat as thy goose?
When I paid for my goose twice as much as thine.
When I paid for my goose twice as much as thine.
Sing the whole thing, I'll sing it in canon with you.
Why shouldn't my goose?
Why shouldn't my goose?
When it's made for my goose,
when it's made for my goose, twice as much as thine. And we could go into four. We won't for right now because of time. I'm going to draw your attention now to a couple resources. This is one that you maybe have seen. I think it's actually in the chapel racks here at the school. Into His Presence is really kind of an adult book in the sense that there's a lot of beautiful songs in here, but it kind of requires four-part harmony. However, if you have one of the good ones in here for younger students, in my opinion, is the Jubilate Deo, which means sing praise or praise the Lord. And so I thought it might be fun to learn this one. It's parts of it are sort of an echo song, like, I look to the hills, and parts of it are not. So we'll see if we can clarify this just a little bit. So we can see the first two phrases are the same melodically. So let's go phrase by phrase. Raise the song of gladness.
Raise the song of gladness.
Peoples of the earth.
Peoples of the earth.
This one's going to be longer. Christ has come bringing peace, joy to every heart.
Christ has come
all of this.
Alleluia, alleluia, joy to every heart.
Just sing the whole thing.
Raise a song of gladness, peoples of the earth. Christ has come, bringing peace, joy to every heart. Alleluia, alleluia, joy to every heart. Alleluia, alleluia, joy to every heart.
You start and you may follow.
Raise a song of gladness.
It's really quite simple, and if I get the tune here in a minute. The tune left me.
Is it the Gregorian song?
Yes.
That
one. Tiny little simple round. You put it into 8 parts and it's lovely. Do you want to hear it one more time? Okay. Kristen, you want to do it in a round?
Sure.
You want to start? Alleluia. So try singing it with me and with Kristen, or Kristen and then me. So, if you want to help Kristen, help Kristen. That one fits in like other languages. It's Latin. And if you want to know about Spanish, it comes from the Latin. And, you know, first graders, they may not care about the language change as much as you do. They're learning sounds. Ooh, ah, eh, e. It's only 5 different ones. Okay, so those are ubilates. I would like to show you one more thing, and then we're simply gonna stop because we're out of time. And we will let you have a little chance to fill out more of your graph. This is Follow Me, and I have a couple favorite songs in here. I chose one that is unison. There's more in your handout, but the one I want to go to right now is called Who Is My Neighbor? These two books are available, I think, in the bookstore if you're interested in looking at them more. Who Is My Neighbor is a paraphrase of The Good Samaritan. So if you ever want to do a skit with this song, it could work really well. So I'll sing it for you, and by the time this is another way of learning a song. Sometimes we let students kind of find their way, sing along in a chapel sort of place. You know, if it's starting to make sense to you, just join it when you're ready. You can do that. If you want to be more purposeful about teaching it correctly, I would use like the phrase wise or the song. For the sake of time, and since you're adults, I'm going to say, hey, when you hear the tune and want to sing along, great, do it.
Then
seed that good farmers sow is one of my other favorites in here. Okay, I'm going to give just like a couple references, and then it's open for questions and comments that you have. On page 2 of your handout, page 2 of the handout, there is a list of songs. There's 20 there. We got through maybe a dozen. I gave a couple other recommendations from these two songbooks at the bottom, some that I have used that I think work really well. On page 3, Billy Sad sounds like this. And you have two people back to back. Karen, will you be my person? Come up here, just stand right here. At the end, turn around and back to back. You have to look really sad at the end. I'm gonna try to cheer you up, okay?
Billy Sad, Billy Sad, tell me why are you so sad? This is why I'm so sad, 'cause my name is Billy Sad.
This is what the littles do. They love it. They love it. And I think it is helpful for us to help them engage with their emotions. Sometimes they don't know how to name things. So you could explore that. Let us chase a squirrel on page 5, and let's put the rooster we did not touch. Page 6, sailor, sailor on the sea. This is the little game of like range, greater than, less than, more, not as many, and they have to guess numerical range. So I think that could be a fun math lead-in. I wanted to play that game, but we didn't have time. And those are all the songs that are in there. So back to the front. Here's one of my things. When you are singing with children, just make sure you're pitching the songs high enough, because if you are starting too low and it drops lower, they cannot reach that. And I've heard homeroom teachers doing that, and we do it without even thinking about it. So I'm saying, please think about it. Just be aware of that. Rule of thumb, never have young voices sing below a middle C, and then they'll be singing in a healthy range. Conclusion, please sing with your students. The influence of a singing homeroom teacher may exceed the music teacher's influence. I believe this more and more, because I'm sort of the specialist in a certain time and space, and every time they see me, it's almost like saying, oh, Miss Music, I hate music, I love music, you know. I think homeroom teachers have the opportunity of singing with their students and saying, you know what, this is what we do. In the morning, we exhort ourselves with scripture songs. Midday, we bring in to stop the train because we're so tired, we just don't feel like moving. You know, those kinds of things. So, lastly, singing should become a way of life, done at any time and in any place. Thank you for being here, and we have about 5 minutes till dismissal for questions, and you can do some meditation about what things we've discussed, why sing, and then what songs fit into those categories. And if you want to discuss that, that's fine. So it's open to you if you have questions. Breaks down from music classroom to homeroom, maybe. So before you ever play that game, they might have to know the song, or they might have to understand how to pass. And, you know, simply passing the beat around the room might be an activity one afternoon because we're tired. And can you pass the beat? And I didn't bring in instrumental music, but you could use a piece that has, you know, a distinct sense of where that pulse happens. And you could do sort of that one day in preparation to say, another day I'm going to bring in dictation corporation, because, well, 3 weeks from now I'm getting to that spelling list. So it gets a little intricate for the homeroom teacher. But you do have to think about the kinesthetic that's accompanying it. You could also just have them not play the game the first time. Maybe in a week's time you teach them the game the first day. You could just have them dictation corporation. What other word rhymes with this nation? That doesn't work. I'm making it up, obviously. But if there's some way of sort of getting them chanting some of their words, then you might be building toward it in that way. I guess I'm suggesting it's a creative process. You could use that hand passing game maybe if a different kind of elimination scenario, not with the dictation. It exists in other, it's a hand passing game is really what it is. It's not a clear path forward, but you do have to break it down. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I noticed when I asked the students to do motions, then the singing stops, mm-hmm. and just the motions. How do you have the singing and the motions?
Usually they have to know the song before they do the activity. So that's another piece of that pacing. This particular dictation is spoken, so there's a little less hurdle. Yes, yes. And sometimes you just have them listen. If there are no other questions, I'll give you my fun little listening thing for kindergarten, first grade, and we can end on that. Yes? Okay. Do you want me to sing it to you, or do you want to... I'm going to play a recording. You get to be in your seat or on the floor. You get to do whatever it says. This is just like full immersion. I would never pace it this way for kindergarten. Over in the meadow, in the sand, in the sun. Nobody's sitting on the floor like kindergartners. Lived an old mother turtle and her little turtle one. So we'll do this. Then you get to see the pictures. Here is the turtle. This I enjoy so much with my students that I'll spend a couple weeks getting into this with kindergarten. Dig, said the one. I dig. Ah, I see you digging. Lovely. Dig, said the mother.
I dig, said the one.
So he dug and was glad in the sand and the sun. There is a lovely recording. This is a better pace for where we're at in the learning process.
Over in the meadow where the tall grasses grew, lived an old mother fox and her little foxes too.
Run, said the mother.
We run, said the two.
So they ran. In their mouth, where the tall grasses grew.
I'm going to get you out of your seat, so put yourself down. This is a little classroom management thing, which you could take or leave. You might like it, you might not. You're going to walk as I clap to a new spot. Salt and pep, walk to a new spot. Salt and pepper, just like that.
Over in the meadow, in a nest in a tree, lived an old mother Robin and her little birdies, three.
Sing, said the mother.
We sing, said the three.
So they sang and were glad in the nest in the tree.
Salt and pepper spread out just like that. Now you're stationary. We were just getting a little tight up here.
Over in the meadow in a tall sycamore lived an old mother chipmunk and her little chipmunks, four.
Play, said the mother.
We play, said the four.
So they played and were glad in the tall sycamore.
Over in the meadow in a new little hive lived an old mother queen bee and her honeybees, five.
Bzzz, said the mother.
We bzzz,
said the five.
So they bzzzed and were glad in their new little hive.
Over in the meadow in a dam that just sticks lived an old mother beaver and her little beavers, six.
Build, said the mother.
We build, said the six.
So they built and were glad in their dim built of sticks. Over in the meadow in the green wet bogs lived an old mother frog and her 7 pollywogs. Swim, said the mother.
We swim, said the wogs.
So they swam and were glad in the green wet bogs. Over in the meadow, as the day grew late, lived an old mother owl and her little owlets 8. Wink, said the mother.
We wink, said the 8.
You can do that, I saw.
Kindergartners.
So they winked and were glad as the days grew late. I love this one. Over in the meadow on the new little pine, well on a pine, lived an old mother spider and her little spiders 9. Spin, said the mother.
We spin.
And when they're sitting on the floor.
So they spun and were glad in their web on the pine.
And the rabbits hop, said the mother.
We hop, said the 10.
So they hopped and were glad in their warm little tins. Thank you for being here.
This recording and many others are available through Christian Learning Resource, the campus bookstore at Faith Builders. Order online at www.christianlearning.org or call us at 814-789-4769. Recordings from past events are also available at www.thedocforlearning.com.